It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Boy, oh boy, you ever been in a cab? Folks riding a cab? I had a tremendous cab driver today. These guys are, sometimes they can be reckless. Sometimes they can be brave. This guy, tremendous, landed safely in the Hudson River.
Wow. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Beth Ann to the studio, please. Want to take one more call on this 3D thing before we press on. Dean, you've been waiting a long time. Dean from Stockton, but yeah, you're in Stockton. You have all the time in the world. What's
Dean
going
Stockton.
On?
I get it.
Nice.
What?
Stockton is a lovely city, and you would be lucky to come here.
You know what? Stockton would be lucky to get me, my friend.
That's right.
That's true.
And you know what? You'd have to go through many layers of security before I'd go to Stockton.
Further, I just don't like the word Stockton and luck in the same sentence.
I will tell you something. Stockton is not Folsom. How's that for a compliment?
High praise indeed.
Okay. Stockton is not Chico.
You know what you're doing?
I'll take it.
With faint praise, Mike, is what you're doing.
You know, I almost got to Stockton. I was in Napa, you know, just if I drove a few more miles.
But you didn't.
Wasn't that a Glenn Campbell song? Almost got to Stockton.
Oh, well, I almost got to Stockton.
That's it.
What can we do for you, Dean?
All right, one quick comment about the 3D. I was at the Consumer Electronics Show this year.
Oh, love it. Congratulations.
All right, well.
I'm jealous. I wish I'd
gone. I'm saying congratulations. I'm sure you had a very good time.
And they debuted 3D on a regular television where you didn't have to use the crappy glasses.
How was it?
And they gave you nice, like, Oakley-style glasses to wear.
So you still need glasses, though.
You still had to have glasses.
Well, hold on, Dean. You just said... And you didn't have to wear glasses, but they gave you glasses.
You didn't have to wear the crappy flimsy ones.
That's the same thing.
These were iron.
They were special glasses that looked like regular sunglasses. And
how was it?
The best experience you would ever have for TV.
All right. Okay, very good. I'll take that under advisement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had my own pair and they were...
Hey, now.
They were really... Isn't that right, Beth?
You wouldn't be here if you had your own.
Do you have your headphones?
I don't need them. This will be quick.
Okay, good. Oh, no, it won't. Well, what do you think I'm going to ask you about?
How many days till...
No, wrong. You are wrong, 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 wrong. I was going to ask you about Haggis.
Oh, we have it.
I know. Hold on.
Okay.
If I had my own glasses,
right?
You know, and, you could use them every time you're watching 3D, right. And it was a great experience, I might change.
What style would you like?
I'd like the Jack Ken Cook wraparounds. Seriously? Seriously, I would want something to cover the whole eye socket.
Like Irving Swifty Lazar?
So that you would have the experience.
You're right.
So you would block out everything so you could be immersed.
It makes sense.
Immersed in the 3D.
Brilliant.
The texters have weighed in on, boy, putting BDK on the show. Wow.
Yeah. It's a lightning rod, isn't he?
Got some reactions.
Let me see. Wow, Mike, fantastic. KHCK has a commercial for Universal Solar starring a very bad Chenaud voice.
What?
You know, texters really. If you're going to text and I'm going to read them, you know, you get your thumbs to work. They should have tapped you. I don't know who he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Spell it Chenaud.
S-H-N-A-U-L-D. A very bad, and that voice.
Schnauled
voice. They should have tapped you, so I guess it's a voice I do. I don't know what he's talking about, but anyway. Mm. All right, and this is another texter.
Yes.
How is, and this is referring to a commercial that I do for a wonderful client of ours, ProFlowers.com.
Yes.
How is February 14th only 15 days away? Did you go to the same high school as Joe Artinger? No. I have a tarred producer that actually doesn't know how to write or add.
Oh, stop.
Other than that, she's very bright and she does things. But I have to say, really.
Really?
There's no defending that.
No. Well, no.
You said I counted. Oh. No, you didn't count.
You know,
if you had counted, it would have been.
Wednesday of Valentine's week. I turned around. I know. I
Explain.
Was wrong.
Please.
Listen.
First of all, I will not fall on the sword for certain things.
No, it's my fault. Totally my fault.
So your thought process when you came up with 15 days, and I didn't even, I just got in here and questioned
it.
I was talking about it, and I was reading some of the points. And the fact is, I use the service, which is the truth, and I wanted to do a nice commercial for these wonderful people.
I ordered your flowers yesterday.
The truth?
What?
I ordered your flowers.
Don't talk. You're just going to get yourself, you're going to dig yourself. I've already done it. Now you make it sound like I haven't. You're a saboteur. You're incredible.
I'm not a saboteur.
Well, I really did that. And now it makes it sound like I did it for you and you didn't do anything for it. I've already done it. Why did you order flowers for me?
I was kidding.
Did you get that joke?
I love all of her jokes, but even that one.
I thought she was serious.
No, explain the whole thing of adding, subtracting 2 days, and then I come in here and say, now I should pre-read it, but when I'm coming in there, I just assumed that, you know, I wasn't giving it a second thought, but then we're getting these texters that are all up in arms. I'm glad they're listening, that say it's not...
Closely, and to the commercials.
Yeah, so what did you do?
I turned around.
Because this is how your brain works, really.
Right.
Explain it.
I turned around to my calendar, and I started with the day, like, not today. I didn't include today.
Didn't count today.
And then I was thinking Wednesday. I did 2 weeks to Wednesday. Like, I didn't...
So you didn't really count. You just sort of...
How did you choose Wednesday?
Eyeballed it.
Well, I believe maybe there was a 14th and
how many days would you say are till the weekend?
Today? 2 days.
No. Don't do that.
I asked you a direct question.
I said, how many days till the weekend? That's the question I asked, and you ask another question.
Two days.
3 days.
Well, Wednesday,
Thursday, and Friday. Mm-hmm. Three days till the weekend.
Of course you count today.
Today is a day.
But I don't count it.
How many days till Sunday?
4.
Now you did it the right way.
Well, it's... Three. I counted wrong. That's the problem.
There's the problem, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. How's our haggis going, Beth Ann?
It's here.
It's here?
And it will be warmed up.
Okay. Did you smell it?
No.
They brought it? Can you give us just... I was kind of asking about the haggis to change the subject.
It's in styrofoam from the restaurant. Mm. It's all wrapped like they would serve it at the restaurant. So I want you to have the full experience like if you went there. And it's... I haven't even looked at it. And I don't hear what you're playing.
She's not looking for haggis.
Something nice.
Rob's playing the slinky music.
It's the haggis song, right?
Oh, good.
Listen.
Intestine full, a wondrous gruel. Everyone knows it's haggis. It's haggis.
It's haggis. Very good. Where'd you find this?
Went out on the internet.
So, where's the restaurant we got this from? Do you know?
It's the Royal something in...
The Royal Mile.
Have a good show. Thank you very much.
In Wheaton, Maryland.
Beth Ann has a restaurant. It's called the Royal Pain in the Ass.
Sorry, yes.
I just, you
where
know...
Where every 15th day, you get flowers.
Thanks so much. Uh-huh.
What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm just trying to... Sometimes I just try.
It's haggis.
So that's a real peek into my world there.
Uh-huh.
Each and every day.
Well, you know what? That's the kind that you can take a perfectly healthy spine and make it hurt by listening to a talk like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know, that is really like virtual scoliosis.
I feel the curvature actually happening right now.
It's amazing that you've not like crippled.
Let's go to Jason in Fairfax. And instantly, for those of you that are real connoisseurs of the show, for a moment there, I was really mad. Really, really
Make
mad.
Make a note of it.
Jason in Fairfax, what can we do for you? I think the moment of the most anger was I was making a joke. I don't get it. Jason, what can we do for you?
No one did. Buzz was talking about 3D porn. When do they come out with the 4D porn?
Like that's 4D. Part. You know what that means? Yes. Ew, I don't want 4D porn.
You're responsible for the fourth part.
Because 4D porn would be smell-o-vision.
It stars Mr. 4D.
That would be nasty. Yes. Charles Pearson.
Chuck Pearson.
That would be wonderful. Let me see. For the texters at WJFK1, one of them writes, for tomorrow's food, you could... try bull's testicles. You can cook them or eat them raw.
Okay.
You can't eat those raw.
No.
I heard they make you hornier than Buzz. I'm not sure whether that's true or not.
Well, then.
Hornier than Buzz is or hornier than Buzz would make me?
Hornier than I'll be after I go to the Oyster Festival in Maryland.
He meant a bad Arnold Schwarzenegger's voice. Mm. That's what the texter was trying to rapidly write there.
I would like to make a request if someone could hook us up because I don't know how to prepare them. I would like to try chitlins.
Chitlins would be great.
Chitterlings.
But you know what? I think we have to go. Today is a very edible food.
Sure.
Yes, it's gross. It's the intestines and the guts and the lungs and the heart, which a lot of people wouldn't be able to handle.
Ground.
But tomorrow, I think it ought to be something a little more slimy.
Something challenging.
Something more challenging. Mm-hmm. Exactly right. Let's go to Paul in Herndon before we get our first look at news with Buzz. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'd like to nominate that last segment with BA as certainly the number one McBurdian moment for 2009 and perhaps top 10 overall.
I'm going to put you on hold and give you a T-shirt. I completely agree.
Pretty early for the voting.
I think that may be, and really this is the early stages of 2009, I think that may be one of the moments of the year right there.
it'll be up to the Academy in
only
the end.
Only 10 days till Valentine's
and
Day.
And you know what? The trophy is not, called an Oscar. It's called the Bunny.
Yeah. And one of the things they like you to do when you're using a product like that. Yes. You know, they like you to try it and give it a and I've done it twice now.
Yes.
And I did it because I legitimately had a moment with Carla where I wanted to do a little apology.
Yes.
And so I really did that. And then she comes down and says, I ordered you your flowers.
What does that mean?
I don't get that.
I thought she was serious.
But and to me, that would diminish the fact that I had really done that,
of course.
I told the nice people that I did.
Really did.
And what's the client called again?
Proflowers.com. There's an extra mention for them.
Yes.
Myco is the code, right?
Thank you very much, Bart.
Do you click on the microphone?
I appreciate that. I wonder if Beth Ann's giving this guy the T-shirt.
Ruby red vase.
Let's get our news right now.
Oh, I got good stuff for you here.
A quick news update with Buzz Burbank. Here he is, the man, the legend. My God, what a show.
When President Obama met with business leaders today about the economy, he opened the meeting by saying,
my children's school was canceled today because of what?
Ice.
Some ice.
Even the man's kids, even his kids think we are wimps.
As my children pointed out, in Chicago, school is never canceled. In fact, my 7-year-old pointed out that you'd go outside for recess. You wouldn't even stay indoors.
And the former Chicagoan says he'd like to see those of us here in Washington, D.C. toughen up a little.
I don't know. We're going to have to try to apply some plenty Chicago toughness to this time. I'm saying when it comes to the weather, folks in Washington don't seem to be able to handle things.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Somebody had to say it.
Jesus, I love that candor.
Yeah, the president's economic plan is expected to pass the House today. We also need to tell you that three Japanese diners, I know it sounds like a rich little joke. Three Japanese diners are still in critical condition after eating blowfish testicles that were prepared by an unlicensed chef.
Oh, boy.
Quoting a police spokesman, they are heavily poisoned and their consciousness has been impaired.
So that was one of the suggestions made by the texter yesterday is that we go for blowfish.
Mm-hmm. Don't eat the testicles.
I'd eat blowfish.
How about female blowfish?
Female blowfish. Yo, the blowfish without the testicles.
Exactly, Mike.
In sex news today, a survey of pay-per-view porn sites.
Those don't blow, though.
The busiest
the
time.
The good ones do.
The busiest time of the week for pay-per-view porn sites on the internet. 11:16 Sunday morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can dig that.
Right after Meet the Press.
And right after she forgets off.
An Independence, Missouri father of six is in court accused of having two wives. Wife number one says her mom saw him marry wife number two on a Valentine's Day TV special.
Ew.
These stories and more at MikeOMaraShow.com. Mickey Rourke makes headlines by kissing a girl. In your Hollywood buzz, I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
All right, coming up next from SpotBowl.com, America's largest Super Bowl advertising poll. We'll talk to David Shopner about all those ads you're going to see this coming weekend at the Super Bowl right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.